Voice. When you talk, it is not a shimmering sensation or a delicate fluttering of nature's delicate best. Days are not here like you are, an open sewer grate, a crushed locust. They are smudged and flat as a textureless dream. Helmets worn, grievers with their now permanent grief, etched under their fleshy eyes, cheekbones, and chins. I buy buttered pastries, leave them by their doors. I hear your voice. You are trying to reach me with an old painter's words of resignation and reluctant wisdom. Words I cannot make use of. The dead evergreen in my front yard will not revive. Like me and these things I clung to, it must be replaced with something of less substance, of more obvious beauty, like a red rosebush, birdbath, or sundial. Or I could leave it there, brown and dry, a monument to what was once lush, gorgeously plump, once withstanding winters, the heat of global warming summers, green, wondrous against my window. I could walk faster than this, chat with the neighbors, but I won't, because there is nothing here but you only, and my feet can't find the motivation to pick up pace. You talk. My aura is a smog-filled season where your sun's rays barely seep through. Days with stones in my stomach rubbing against one another, pressing their hard weight into places I have no drug to ease. Will it be long? Years? Will I make it through the fall? Do you have more to say? Say it then, differently. I can't go on repeating, where nothing shifts but these stones, sharp-surfaced, blocking my intestinal tract, pressing with each step, demanding acknowledgement, denied release, a minimal hope for redemption.